So, Lord, we thank you that we can come to you again seeking your help and direction. And we pray that you'll bless us this afternoon. We thank you for each one who's here, and we know that you know our needs. We don't even know our own needs, but you do, Lord.
And
so we pray that you will suit a message for each one of us according to our need and your understanding.
主啊，求你给我们每一个人，是我们每一个人的那样的信息，让我们可以满足我们每一个人的需要。
So we give thanks now, look to you for blessing, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，祈求您的赐福，我们的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen. Very nice. Well, welcome to all today. It's good to see you, and good to be able to be with you. We're studying in 2 Peter chapter 2.
欢迎大家，也非常的高兴，也是非常好的和大家在一起呢学习。我们是在彼得后书的第二章。
So take your Bibles and turn to 2 Peter chapter 2.
大家把圣经翻到彼得后书的第二章。
Where 2 Peter is near the end of the Bible.
那个彼得后书呢，是基本上是在圣经的最后一部分。
And there are many themes that are emphasized toward the end.
这个呢，就是在这里面有很多的主题都在强调，因为已经快要结束了。One
of the themes is this. It is don't give up, keep on going.
其中一个主题呢，就是不要放弃，继续前行。In
the Christian life, there will be days of difficulty. There are days of difficulty always. In every life.
在我们基督徒的人生中呢，通常会有很多困难。在我们基督徒人生中呢，每个人都有不同的困难。And
so it would be easy to become discouraged sometimes and to give up.
有时候呢，就是很容易灰心并且放弃。And
so Peter is writing to them, and he's simply reminding them to keep on going. Because God will keep on blessing.
彼得在这里呢，就是写给他们，就是说呢，不要放弃，继续前行，因为神会继续赐福给他们的。And
in chapter 1, you'll remember that we ran across the great theme that Peter says, what I'm telling you is the truth. I'm telling you there's a wonderful heaven ahead. And you keep going toward it. I know that's the case because I was with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
在彼得前书里面，实际上有这样一个美丽的一个主题。那个彼得说呢，我一直告诉你们，告诉你们，天堂就在前面，所以大家要保持继续前行，因为我当时在变相山上。
And he said, when we were on that mountain, we saw the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说，当我们在那个变相山上的时候呢，我们看见了主耶稣基督的荣光。
Even his clothes were bright and glowing with light, like no other clothes you've ever seen.
就像是当时主耶稣穿的衣服呢，就是极其的明亮，而且亮到的那个程度呢，是你从来没有见过任何一件衣服会像那样的。
And then he said, when we were there, we saw Moses And we saw Elijah.
然后接着说呢，当我们在那时候，我们看见了摩西，也看见了以利亚。
He said Moses had been dead for probably 1400 years, and Elijah, excuse me, had been dead for maybe 800 years, and they were both there with Jesus on the mountain. It was absolutely spectacular.
他说呢，当时呢，我看见那个摩西和以利亚，摩西已经死了大概1400年，以利亚呢，也死了大约800年。我看见了他们当时的时候呢，跟我们的主耶稣基督在一起，但是绝对的一个奇妙的事情。
So he said, we were first-hand witnesses to the grace and the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说呢，我们是第一手的见证人，见证了主耶稣基督的荣光和他的恩典。
Some people say you can't believe in the Bible, can't believe in eternal life because nobody's ever come back from the dead.
有些人说呢，你不能相信圣经，你也不能相信天堂，因为没有人从天堂回来。
Peter said, well, that's not true. I saw Moses, I saw Elijah. They both came back from the dead.
彼得说呢，那不是真的，因为我看见了摩西，我看见了以利亚，他们两个人都从死里复活了。
And so among other things, Peter says, this is why we believe what we're talking to you. This is why we're telling you we know it's sure.
就是彼得说，那就是为什么我要告诉你们这些，因为什么你们要相信，因为这是确实是真的。
But then in chapter 2, he says there's something that's even more sure than that. There are the prophecies of God that are going to take place or have already taken place, and they prove beyond a shadow of any doubt, they prove that God is real.
然后在彼得前书第二章呢，他告诉他们说，有些先知们他们已经在那里呢，在那里证明了神是真的，他们已经在证明。
And so, in the next couple of chapters then, Peter is going to discuss two major themes of prophecy.
And 在后面的几章里，那个彼得要解释那些预言的几个主题。
So verse 1 of chapter 2 says, there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you.
第二章的第一节说呢，从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅。
And then he goes on to discuss at considerable length the fact that false teachers will be in the world, they will be in the so-called church, there will be a lot of distress, and Peter says, I'm just going to have to tell you about that before it happens, so that when it happens, you won't be discouraged. He'll say, I knew this was coming.
然后彼得呢就解释了，在后面不断的解释说，在这些假先知呢、假师傅呢，他们会出现在不同的地方，甚至出现在教会里。所以彼得说呢，我现在先告诉你呢，当你知道那件事情发生的时候，所以呢，你不会灰心。
And then a continued discussion of false teaching in the so-called Church of God.
然后呢，他们继续在解释那些假教师、那假的教导在那被称之为神的教会里面。
And so we've got to be careful as we go through the Christian life, lest we fall. Excuse me. Lest we fall under the teaching and under the the judgment of false teachers.
我们在基督徒的人生中呢，我们必须非常小心。 必须非常小心，以免我们跌入了那种假教师、假先知的教导。
So what do we know about false teachers? Verse 1 again, they will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves.
那么关于这些假师傅、假教师，我们知道什么呢？ 他们私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主，他们也不承认自己速速的灭亡。
Now many would say, well, they wouldn't do that because they are a Christian church and Christian churches are going to follow whatever the Bible says.
有些人说呢，他那样的事情都不会发生，他们也不会那么去做，因为基督徒的教会呢，基督徒的教会是应该去跟随着圣经的。
Peter says, no, this is a prophecy. There's going to be bad days ahead, and there will be many heresies, even so severe that they will deny the Lord Jesus Christ as sovereign Lord.
彼得在这里说呢，这不是这样的。实际上，将来要发生的事情呢，是会严重到一个什么程度呢？实际上，他们会引入异端，甚至呢，这种异端呢，是连买他们的主，他们也不承认。
Now, when this happens, there are two responses that people will have.
在这里，这件事情发生的时候呢，人们呢会有两种不同的反应。Response
number one is that they may believe, they may follow, they may be confused by what the false teachers teach.
然后呢，这第一个反应呢，他们可能会去听，可能会去跟从。 可能会感到糊涂，甚至他们会去听那些假教师所教导的。And
number two, the other alternative is that when you see that thing, you're very disappointed, but you say, I knew that was going to happen, and therefore I believe more, not less. I believe more because I've seen the prophecy fulfilled.
然后呢，第二个反应呢，就是说呢，你当你看到这样的事情发生的时候，你会感到非常失望。但是呢，你说实际上这个事情呢，早就预言了，预言会有这样的事情。现在呢，所以呢，我更坚定的信了，是因为这个预言已经得以实现了。So,
you may have seen the article this morning. I didn't read it. I just saw the headline.
你们大家可能也看到了今天新闻的头条，我没有去读细节，但是我读了那些头条。And
the headline goes like this. The Church of England has announced today that they really don't know what a woman is.
然后呢，这个头条是这样的，就是说呢，英格兰的教会他们今天发出一个宣告，他们说他们真的不知道女人是谁。And
you say, what? The Bible makes it very clear. Adam and Eve. God made Adam. God made Eve. What is a woman? Why, it's God's a helper for Adam. You read your Bible, you can tell what a woman is.
你说什么？这个圣经呢，说得很清楚啊，亚当是男人，那个夏娃是女人，神把女人做出来就是为了帮助男人的，所以女人它是有很明确的定义的。But
the Church of England can't tell.
英格兰的那些教会，他们说他们不知道。
They would have told you clearly what a woman was 5 years ago, but you see, the world has changed, And so the Church of England say, we're the Church of England, but we don't know.
就是在五年前呢，他们很清楚的知道女人是谁，但是呢，现在呢，世界改变了，改变了很多很多的东西。他们现在说呢，他们不清楚女人到底是什么样。Now,
what is the response of people to that?
那么人们对这样的反应是什么呢？
Number one, the response could be, we don't believe the church anymore, or we believe that, and we'll go with this false doctrine. That could be response number one.
第一个反应呢，就是说呢，我们不再相信这个教会了。第二个呢，就是说呢，另外呢，他们可能也就是说呢，我们会跟随他们的，他们会跟随那个教会里的教义，这是第一个。
And response number two is very simple. We say, well, I know what a woman is. I believe the Bible. And the fact that the church doesn't know proves that this prophecy of Peter is correct.
然后呢，实际上呢，第二个反应呢，就是说是我知道女人是谁，因为圣经里很清楚地告诉我们呢。 女人是谁？如果这个教会他像这么讲呢，我也知道，知道呢。当时彼得后书的这个预言呢，现在已经实现了，它是对的。False
teachers in the church, that's what it is. Peter said they're going to come up with all manner of terrible doctrines. Don't believe the false teachers.
实际上呢，这些假教师、假先知呢，彼得说得很清楚，他们可以从各个方面、各个类型的这样的假的那种教义都会出现。彼得呢说得很清楚，你们都大家不要相信这个假的教义。And
so in this, as well as many other things in our day, the Christian says, I'm not at all happy with what I see. But I'm not surprised. The Bible says there will be false teachers in the world coming up.
这就是当今社会我们基督徒所说的，我看见周围所发生的一切的事情，我不喜欢，但是呢，我并不感到奇怪，因为圣经里早就讲了这样的事情，彼得书里已经讲到这样的假教师、假教义、假先知会出现。
Verse 2 says, many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute.
第二节说呢，将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。In
their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping.
第三节说，他们因有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上起立。他们的刑罚自古以来并不迟延，他们的灭亡必速速到来。
So God here through Peter is describing them. They said they will be greedy. They will exploit the people.
那个神在这里通过彼得的描述说，他们呢，他们这些人是因有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上起立。And
God will condemn them.
神会审判他们。Now,
we don't know all the reasons for this foolishness that I mentioned to you earlier, but probably the Church of England are saying we must follow the people rather than lead the people. If we tell them the truth of God, many may leave us. If we follow them, then many will stay with us.
实际上呢，前面我跟大家提到的这些愚蠢的、荒谬的事情呢，我们不知道怎么是什么。但是实际上，英格兰教会他们的人呢，他们在听到这样以后，他们当今说呢，我们最好是去跟随民众，而不是去引导民众。 如果我们引导民众，我们不跟随他们，他们可能会离开我们的教会，但如果我们顺着他们，他们可能会留在我们的教会。
And many will probably be doing these foolish things, coming up with false teaching in order to get more money.
很多他们这些人呢，他们去做这些愚蠢的事情呢，他们很多人会就是说呢，去做一些假的教导、假的教义，这样呢，他们可以赚取更多的钱。
Now the question is, what does God think about all this, and is he prepared to do anything about it?
这个问题就是神怎么看这个？神是准备要对这些事情采取什么行动吗？
And so a reminder from history comes next in order to prove that God will do what he said he was going to do in his prophecy.
然后呢，这里呢，下面呢，就是说一个提醒，提醒就是说在过去发生的事情，来证明神是准备在他所预言的事情上采取行动的。
So the first example is in verse 4. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them into gloomy dungeons to be held for judgment.
第四节呢，讲的是第一个例子，第一个例子说就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中等候审判。
So there was a day, we're not told much about it, there was a day long ago when many of the angels of God rebelled against the Lord.
实际上在过去呢，有发生过那样的事情，发生过那样的事情呢，圣经里并没有跟我们讲很多，实际上讲到的就是很多天使他们反叛了主。
And so God said, all right, and he took them up, he put them into prisons or into dungeons, and he's held them there for judgment that will come in the future. Those angels are still today in hell awaiting judgment from God.
神说好吧，既然你们反叛了，神就把他们放在地狱里，或者是深坑里，在那里等候审判。是那些反叛主的神的天使呢，他们今天仍然在那个地狱里面等候审判。
Now we're not sure of all their sin, but we do know that they did sin. And they rebelled against God, and so God said, all right, we'll put you into prison and you can await judgment. It'll come in the future.
然后呢，我们不是很确切知道他们到底犯了什么罪，但是他们确实是犯了罪，他们反叛了神，那么神就说，那么好吧，我就会把你们放在监狱里，放在地狱里，等候将来的审判。
And then in verse 5, Peter gives us another example. He says, if God did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others.
六节呢，彼得又举出了另一个例子，这个例子说，神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾将洪水淋到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。
So what was the problem in the days of Noah?
那么在挪亚那个时期的问题是什么呢？
Well, there were all kinds of false teachers around. And they said, we don't have to trust the Lord like Noah. We've got a good world. We're making lots of money. We've got really happy parties. We're having a good time. Don't worry. And they had a teaching which said, Noah is wrong. You don't have to serve the Lord.
在那个时候呢，实际上呢，到处都是充满了这种假教师。他们说呢， 我们不要相信挪亚传的道，因为我们有一个很好的世界，我们也赚了很多的钱，我们天天有那些聚会，所以呢，我们不要去管那个挪亚的神是什么，也不要去听挪亚的道，挪亚做了我们是对的，我们继续按照我们的方式做。
And so what happened?
那发生了什么呢？
Well, God sent the flood, and the evil people and their teachers were destroyed, and Noah and his family were saved.
那么发生了什么呢？神降下了洪水，降下洪水呢，淹死了那些假教师和那些邪恶的人，挪亚呢和他的一家呢却得救了。
Lots of confusion in the world, lots of rebellion in the world, even in the church.
在世界上呢，有很多的反叛，有很多的那些混淆视听的，甚至在神的教会里都有。
So the question is, whose side are you on?
这个问题是你站在哪一边呢？
And if you don't listen to Peter,And you don't listen to the true teachers, you'll be listening to the false teachers, and the judgment of God will fall.
如果你不听彼得，你不听真教师的，你去听假教师的，那么神的审判呢，就会降临在你身上。
On the other hand, if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ,As your Savior, and you follow Him, why, the great blessing will come as He takes you to a place of promise, to a place of blessing, rather than the place of destruction.
这个呢，另一方面呢，如果你跟随主耶稣基督，你是相信主耶稣基督做你的救主的话呢，那么就说呢，那个大大量的神的赐福都是降在你身上，神会把你带到一个地方，是充满了神的福气的地方，而不是充满了毁灭的地方。
Peter is saying, lots of false teaching out there, lots of disagreement to the Bible and its way. Make sure you're staying with the Lord Jesus, because His is the only path of preservation.
这个呢，当时彼得说呢，这里有很多假的教师在那里，所以你不要去听他们的，你就跟随主耶稣基督，跟随主耶稣基督呢，相信主耶稣基督，他会把你带到一个能够保守你的地方。
Verse 6 now, another illustration. We had the illustration of the angels that rebelled. We had the illustration of the people in Noah's days who rebelled.Now, the illustration, verse 6, of Sodom and Gomorrah.
然后我们到第六节呢，开始有另外一个例子。我们有第一个例子呢，就是天使犯的罪被下到地狱。第二个就是挪亚时代那些人犯的罪，他们被洪水淹死。第六个呢，就是来到了索多玛和蛾摩拉。
All right, he says, if God condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly.
第六节说呢，又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将二城倾覆、焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的鉴戒。
What did Billy Graham say and many other preachers like him?
那么葛佩里和其他的跟他一样的那些传道人怎么说的?
He said if God doesn't judge America, he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah because America is just as bad as Sodom and Gomorrah.
他说呢如果神不审判美国，那么呢，他必须向索多玛和俄摩拉城道歉，因为当今的美国和当时的索多玛和俄摩拉是一样的坏。
Verse 6 concludes, Sodom and Gomorrah is an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly in the church to the ungodly in the world, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. God will do it again.
这个呢，第六节的结尾呢，是就是说，索德玛和俄摩拉呢，是那些在世界的和在教会的那些不敬虔人的一个例子。如果他们继续这样，神会继续审判那些在教会在世界里不敬虔的人，就像当时审判索德玛和俄摩拉一样。
So Peter is saying, don't be like the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. You be like Lot. You get out of there. You stay away from it. Verse 7, he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of the lawless man.
这里呢，彼得继续说呢，第七节，他说呢，你们不要像索多玛和俄摩拉的人那样，你要远离他们。索多玛和俄摩拉就像罗德一样的，当时罗德就离开了索多玛和俄摩拉。第七节说，只搭救了那常为恶人引起忧伤的义人罗德。
And so you and I say, Lord, there's lots going on in the world today, which is far from the truth of God, and even many in the churches are teaching that it's okay to do bad things. But God says they will be destroyed. You stand against it so that you will be delivered.
所以呢，我们说呢，你说主啊，当今世界呢，发生了很多事情，很多改变。他们甚至呢，在教会里的教导说是很多很坏的恶事都是我没有问题的。所以主说呢，你彼得在这里说呢，你要远离他们，你要去对抗他们，因为他们那些去讲那样的人呢，不敬虔的人呢，他们会最终被摧毁。如果你坚定的站在主这一边，你会得救的。
Verse 8 explains explains the life of Lot. It says, for that righteous man living among those wicked people day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds that he saw and he heard.
第八节呢，继续讲这个罗德他所做的一些公义的事儿。因为第八节说，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见听见他们不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。
And you and I see the terrible things that are going on in the world. You see the arguments that are being brought up, arguments that basically say that sin is good and not bad. Sin should not be judged. And we hear it over and over and over again. It is the central theme, the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, basically the central theme of our news media today.
然后你我呢，看见世界上天天发生的这样可怕的事情，世界上现在基本上他们就说呢，罪不是罪，实际上罪是可以的，罪是好的。其实这就像当时在索德玛和俄摩拉的他们的当时的主题一样，他们认为罪是好的，是不需要被审判的。
What do? We stay on God's side. We speak against it. We let people know that we are on God's side and God will come to our defense just as he did to Lot's defense.
这样呢，那么我们怎么做呢？我们要坚定地站在神这一边。我们去反对他们所说的，反对他们所做的。我们说呢，神会呢保护我们，就像当时神去保护罗德那样一样保护我们。
And so verse 9 is a wonderful promise in the midst of the great difficulties in the world. It says, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment.
第九节呢，然后跟着来呢，就是是一个在我们的人生中呢，在那些极大的苦难和困难的时候，神给我们的一个非常美的一个应许。第九节说呢，主知道搭救敬虔的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑罚之下，等候审判的日子。
What is the promise? The promise is that the ungodly will be punished and the righteous will be protected and blessed. And we hang on to that promise.
我们这个应许是什么呢？应许就是那些不敬虔的人呢，他们一定会受到惩罚，像我们敬虔的人呢，一定会受到神的赐福，得到神的赐福，这样呢，我们大家就要坚守这样的应许。
So what is the promise? Number one, bad days will come because false teachers will be teaching bad things.
什么应许是什么呢？应许是第一个呢，这些坏糟糕的日子会来，那些糟糕的教师、坏的教师，他们会去教导坏的教义。
Prophecy number two, the sinners will be punished.
第二个应许呢，就是罪人会受到惩罚。
Prophecy number three, those who are on the Lord's side will be protected and blessed.
第三个应许呢，就是那些站在主这一边的呢，他们将会得到保护，得到赐福。
So that's very distressing and very encouraging all at the same time.
这里呢也是非常痛苦的，也是非常的让人受到鼓励的，是同时出现的。
Verse 10 says, this is especially true of those who follow the corrupt desire of the sinful nature and despise authority.
第十节说呢，那些随肉身纵污秽的情欲，轻慢主治之人的，更是如此。
Basically, they're saying, we want to sin whatever we want to sin, and we don't care about the authority of God.
他们就是说呢，我们基本上说呢，我们想干什么就干什么，我们不去管神的那权柄。
Our society has taken that one step further.
我们当今的社会呢，甚至是走得更远。
Our society basically says, we want to follow our sinful desires, and we don't care about the authority of God or the authority of government.
我们当今的社会呢，说呢，我们要纵情我们的污秽的情欲，我们不管神的权柄，我们甚至都不理会政府的权柄。
So our government has said, we'll resolve this problem. We will change the definition of sin. And we will say that sin is no longer bad.
然后我们当今的政府呢，他们说呢，我们会解决这个问题，我们要改变对罪的定义。所以罪呢，并不是在不再那么坏了。
That's despising the authority of God and despising the authority of the government.
他们实际上呢，这是蔑视了神的权柄，也蔑视了统治者的权柄。
And so the Church of England today says, we really don't know what a woman is. We don't know what right and wrong are. So everything's okay. God says, no, I know, I will punish.
今天的那个英格兰的教会那时候呢，我们不知道怎么去定义女人，我们也不知道什么是对错。我们说啊，一切都没事，一切都可以，但神说不，我会将一切的错的审判。
Now what is it that characterizes these false teachers?
那么这些假教师他们的品质是什么呢？
Verse 10 goes on to say that they are bold and arrogant. These men are not afraid to slander celestial beings.
这里第十节说呢，这些假教师胆大任性，毁谤在尊位的，也不知道惧怕。
The Bible says it. They say that doesn't matter.
圣经说呢是这样的，他们说不要管圣经。
And on occasion, they even say bad things about God's messengers. They say bad things about angels.
但是呢，他们甚至说呢，去说那些神的、天使的坏话。
But verse 11 says, yet even angels, although they are stronger and more powerful than men, do not bring slanderous accusation against these celestial beings in the presence of the Lord.
这个第十一节说呢，就是天使虽然力量权能更大，还不用毁谤的话在主面前告他们。There are people today
in the so-called church who basically command the devils to do the devil to do whatever they want.
然后今天呢，在当今的一些教会里，他们甚至说呢，他们去鼓励那些魔鬼去做魔鬼想做的事情。Verse
12 explains it more. These men blaspheme in matters they don't understand. They're like brute beasts, creatures of instinct, born only to be caught and destroyed, and like beasts, they too will perish.
第二节说，但这些人好像没有灵性，生来就是畜类，已被捉拿宰杀的。他们毁谤所不晓得的事，正在败坏人的时候，自己必遭败坏。And
it is true that there are people who say they're servants of God today, and they make terribly bold statements against what is going on in the heavenly places, and they condemn the devil, and they condemn others in words that they should not, because the devil is powerful.
他们实际上呢，当今呢，在这样的事情呢，他们在神的就是神的仆人身上也说，他们去说，去毁谤那个天堂，毁谤将来要发生的事情。他们说呢，他们魔鬼想做什么就做什么。What
else do we know about false teachers?
那么关于这些假教师，我们知道一些什么呢？
Verse 13 says, they will be paid back with harm for the harm that they have done. God knows what they've done. He will pay back appropriately at his right time.
这个呢，就是三行得不义的，就得了不义的工价。神呢，就会在时候到了的时候呢，就去惩罚他们，因为他们做了不义的事儿。
All right, they will be paid back with harm, the same way as the Bible says, whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. These people are doing much harm and damage. They will be paid back with much harm and damage to themselves.
他们呢，就是得了不义的工价，因为圣经说呢，你们去种什么，就会收到什么。 所以他们种的呢，是一些损害危害的事情，所以他们得到的呢，也是对他自己的损害和危害。Their
idea of pleasure is to carouse in broad daylight. They are blots and blemishes, reveling in their pleasure while they feast with you.
这个呢，就是这些人喜爱白昼宴乐。 他们已被玷污，又有瑕疵，正与你们一同坐席，就以自己的诡诈为快乐。So
this is very serious. These are people who would tell you that they are teachers sent from God.
他们这些人呢是非常可怕的，因为他们会告诉你，他们的教师呢是从神来的。
And they're telling you what to do. but basically their objective is their own personal pleasure.
他们呢告诉你, 该怎么做, 实际上他们最终的目标呢, 是满足他们的私欲。
Why does the Bible tell us this?
那么圣经为什么要告诉我们这些呢?
To warn us that it's coming so that when it does come, instead of being destroyed by it, instead of being sidetracked by it, we say, we knew this was coming, we're going to follow the Lord anyway.
这个呢告诉我们的就是说警告我们这样的事情会发生当这样的事情发生的时候呢你就不会去被他诱惑被他引入歧途所以你说呢不管怎么说我们要坚持跟着主
What do we know about these people? Verse 14, they have eyes full of adultery.
那么我们知道这些人他们是什么样的呢? 他们满眼是淫色。
It's very interesting that the central sin of our day, which is bad sexual morals, that is the problem that Peter is saying is going to happen. It doesn't come as a surprise. Peter says their eyes are full of adultery.
这个呢，在我们当今的社会呢。 其实是不道德的性关系是很普遍的，所以彼得在那里他就警告我们说呢，这样的事情呢一定会发生，所以当这样的事情发生后，你不要感到惊奇，不要感到奇怪，因为他们满眼都是奸淫。They
never stop sinning. They seduce the unstable. They are experts in greed. They are an accursed brood or an accursed generation.
他们呢，这些人呢，是止不住犯罪，引诱那心不坚固的人，心中习惯了贪婪，正是被诅咒的种类。And
in many respects, then, they're like Balaam, who's described in the next verse.
在那个很多方面呢。 他们就像那个巴兰一样，是下一节经文在解释。They
have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness.
第十五节说，他们离弃正路，就走岔了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪婪不义之工价的先知。
So do you remember the story of Balaam?
你们大家都记得巴兰的故事吗?
He was considered to be a man of God in his wicked nation. I believe it was the Moabites.
他们呢，在他的那个邪恶的国家里被认为是。 属神的人，他认为是在摩押地。He
was a religious man, and he got paid very well for being a religious man.
他是一个非常宗教的人，因为他作为一个宗教人呢，他的得到的回报很高。And
in particular, the king not only sought his counsel. The king was happy to use him and to rely on him to do what the king wanted. He said, this is very good. We've got a man who's the power of God and he will work for me.
那当时的国家呢，那个国王呢，他非常的依赖这个巴兰，他不光听他所有的建议。 而且呢，他依靠他，他使用他。他说这个人呢是从神来的，但是他现在却为我工作。So
the king came to him one day and said to him, Balaam, I'm going to pay you a lot of money. What I want you to do is you curse these people, Israel. They're coming toward us. They might even take our country. Balaam, you curse them for me. And he gave Balaam a lot of money.
有一天呢，甚至这个国王来到找这个巴兰，巴兰给了他一大笔钱，他说巴兰呢，你去诅咒这些以色列人，这些以色列人现在他们来了，他们来了可能要侵占我们的国家，你诅咒他们。
Big issue. Whose side are you on? How much money are you going to get?
这一直是很大的一个问题，你站在谁的那一边呢？你要拿多少钱呢？
There's a man in the world today who calls himself a religious leader.
在当今的世界上呢，有一批人呢，他们被称之为宗教领袖。
He's the head of the Russian Orthodox Church.
他是呢那个俄国的那个东正教的那个领导人。
And he has proclaimed that Mr. Putin is right in the war in Ukraine, and he's doing the right things.
他宣称呢，那个普丁先生在对乌克兰的战争中，普丁是对的。
How much money do you think Mr. Putin paid him to say that?
你认为那个普丁先生给了他多少钱让他那么说呢？
Can you believe all the religious leaders in the world today?
你会去相信那些在当今世界上的所有的那些宗教领袖们吗？
What are you going to believe?
那么你会相信什么呢？
You're going to believe the Bible?
你会相信圣经。
You believe Jesus?
相信主耶稣。
So, very, very sad, but it's true in our day. These people they're like that. They're the brute beasts. They're creatures of instinct. And verse 13 says, they will be paid back with harm for the harm they have done.
这个呢是非常悲伤的一个，但是确实非常真的。当今世界呢充满了这些虚假的教士，那么第十三节说呢，他们行不义就必得不义的工价。
Verse 13 ends with the sentence, they are blots and blemishes, reveling in their pleasure while they feast with you.
这个第十三节就是说呢，他们已经被玷污又有瑕疵，正与你们一同作息，就以自己的诡诈为快乐。
And sometimes these false teachers get very, very close to the truth. They may even fellowship with us. We don't know.
这些假教师呢，他们有时候呢，非常非常的接近啊，真理。他们有时候甚至和我们在一起有亲密的关系，但是我们却不是知道。
The way we know them is by how they act and what their results are. And if they are, if they're doing the wrong thing, then sooner or later it becomes obvious.
因为我们怎么认出这些假教师呢？是他们做事的方式和他们产生的结果。如果他们去做错的方式呢，那个结果呢，错误的结果最终会显露出来。
Now verse 16 about Balaam says he was rebuked for his wrongdoing by a donkey, a beast without speech, who spoke with the man's voice and restrained the prophet's madness.
第十六节呢讲到了那巴兰呢他所受的责备，就是第十六节说巴兰却为自己的过犯受了责备，那不能说话的驴以人言拦阻先知的狂徒。
Balaam would have gone farther and done much more that was wrong, but God said Balaam no.
巴兰呢他可以呢是更在他错误的路上呢越走越远，去更做更多的错事，但神却阻止了他，神说不。
And Balaam wouldn't listen. So God said, all right, Balaam, I'm going to get your donkey to speak to you.
然后呢巴兰呢他就不听神的话， 听神的话，反正说了，好吧，罢了，我让你的女婿来跟你说话，来阻止你。
And you'll remember that the donkey spoke to Balaam, told him he was wrong, and Balaam started to fight the donkey.
然后呢，你们大家都记得那个女婿呢跟巴兰说说他做错了，那甚至那个巴兰呢就开始和那个女婿开始打架了。
So God will intervene in a way He chooses to intervene, sometimes in a most peculiar way.
神呢会干预，干预以神想干预的方式来干预，神有时候呢会以某些特别的方式来干预。
So the Lord says, basically, through Peter, don't give up, don't be discouraged, you just keep following the Lord, and the Lord will deal with the people who are doing it wrong, you keep doing what is right.
所以呢，那个神通过彼得说呢，你们不要放弃，不要灰心，去坚持做正确的事，神会来对付那些不做正确的事、做错误的事的人。
And instead of saying when you see bad things in the church or around the church, instead of saying this is terrible, it's not going to work, I'm going to give up, what you say is Peter told us this was going to happen, and I'm going to keep following Jesus.
当你看见那个教会里发生的一些不好的事情的时候呢，你不要放弃，也不要灰心。你说呢？彼得在彼得后书里已经说了，这样的事一定会发生。所以呢，不管怎么说，我要跟随着主耶稣基督。
And then look at the character now of these false teachers so that when we see them, we'll find it easier to know that they're wrong.
然后呢，他就告诉了我们这些假教师的特征。然后如果说我们看见了他们这些特征以后呢，我们就能很清楚地知道他们是错的。
All right, number one, verse 17. These men are springs without water.
然后第一个，第十七节里讲的，这些人是无水的井。
If you were traveling in the desert in the old days and you were getting thirsty, someone would say to you, there's a spring over there, there's an artesian well, you go over there, you'll get water.
如果在过去的那个时代呢，你在一个荒漠里旅行，旅行你渴了，渴了，有些人就跟你说呢，那里呢有一颗泉，有一个泉水，一出泉水呢，实际上有一个井，你到那个井那里去呢，你就能找到水喝。
How disappointing when you get there and you find that there's no water in the well.
当你最终到达那个井的时候呢，你发现里面一滴水都没有，那个时候你是有多么的失望。
I was just a little disappointed the other day. I had a particular job to do, and I said, what I will do is I will go over there to those people that I know, and they will help me.
然后呢，实际上呢，在有一天，实际上对我来说，我准备去做一个特别的一项工作，我就说呢，我做那项工作，我到了那个地方以后呢，那里有一些人呢，他们会来帮助我。
I drove over there, it took me about a half an hour to get there. When I got there, there was a little sign on the door.
然后呢，那天呢，我就花了半个小时开车到了那里。当我到达那个地方的时候呢，在那个门上有一个标志。
And it simply said, so sorry, but we're out of business right now for a while. We might be in business later, but right now, well, there's nothing we can do to help you.
他说呢，在上面写着呢，非常抱歉，因为我们现在的生意已经终止了。如果说呢，我们希望很快能恢复我们的这样的一个生意，来帮助你。
Well, you say that's pretty disappointing. But all I had to do was turn around and drive back.
我说那这个呢非常令人那个失望，所以呢我所有我能做的我就是开车回去。
For these people it's worse than that, isn't it?
那这些人比那些人更糟是不是？
You'll remember the priests, their job was to bring guilty sinners to God.
你知道这些人呢他们的职责呢是把那些传道人的职责是应该把罪人带到神面前。
Judas went to those priests and said to them, I've sinned, and I brought the money back. And those priests said, don't come to us. We're closed. You can't help us. We can't help you. They're supposed to be the priests.
然后他们就来到那个祭司那里，祭司呢他就说呢，那些人说我们犯罪了，我们罪了，犯了罪，所以求你帮我们饶恕我们。他说你别管我，都是找我们，我们不管这事，你们回去。
One of my friends tells me a story about a man who became a Christian in Russia.
我的一个朋友呢告诉我一个故事，就是一个人呢他在俄国呢成为了一个基督徒。
He didn't know any other Christians. He was the only Christian around.
他不认识任何其他的基督徒，在周围呢，只有他一个基督徒。
He saved up his money. He got on a train and he drove, he rode all the way into the country of Estonia.
他那个呢，他存了很多钱，存了一些钱以后呢，然后他就上火车呢，去到了爱沙尼亚。
He found a church there. He said, I want to speak to somebody in this church. So he went over to visit the people at the church about 4:30 in the afternoon.
然后呢他到那里找到了一个教会，找到一个教会，他想去跟那些教会里面的人谈一下。然后他进到教会的呢，是大概下午4:30钟左右。
He knocked on the door. He wanted to go in. They said, excuse me, but you can't come here now because we close at 5:00 and we don't have enough time to speak to you. Bye-bye.
然后呢他就敲了门，敲了门，有些人说呢，那个人出来跟他说，对不起，你今天不能来，因为我们5:00就关门了，所以我们没有足够的时间和你谈。所以呢，再见了。
Okay, he couldn't go back the next day. He had to go back to Russia, and he found that they were springs without water.
他明天呢，他不能来了，因为他明天他要回俄罗斯去了，所以他来到的一个井呢，其实是无水的井。
Our job is not to be like that.We've got to be available to the people who are hungering and thirsting after the truth of God. Make sure that we are springs filled with water like Jesus was.
因为我们的工作呢，其实不应该像他们那样的人那样，我们应该是永远的对那些渴望的和饥渴神的真理的人的时候呢，我们永远应该在那里，我们就像呢，一颗流着泉水的井那样，一直有水，就像我们主耶稣基督从他那里喷出来的水一样。
These are mists driven by a storm. When a storm comes, what do you expect you're going to find?
他们的这些人呢是狂风吹逼的雾气。那么那个。狂风来了，风暴来以后，你认为那里还有什么呢？
Usually if a storm comes, you say there's going to be rain. And if I'm thirsty, there'll be water. Bring on the water. Bring on the rain.
通常呢，如果那里有狂风的话呢，跟这个会下雨。如果我渴了，我就说那里呢，会下雨，就会有水了，把我载到水这里。
These people are just like mist in a storm. The wind blows, and it's foggy maybe, but there's no water.
这些人呢，就像那个狂风里的雾气。当狂风吹来的时候呢，那个雾气就会吹散了，可能会有雾，但是却没有水。
And then the verse says, blackest darkness is reserved for them.
第十七节说,
Verse 18, they mouth empty, boastful words, and by appealing to the lustful desires of human nature, they entice people who are just escaping from those who live in error.
第十八节说,他们说希望自夸的大话, 用肉身和情欲和邪淫的事,引诱那些刚才逃离妄行的人。
Instead of appealing to people on the basis of repentance and the forgiveness of sins through faith in Jesus Christ, they appeal to people, appealing to their lustful desires of their sinful nature.
他们这些人呢，他们并不是把人引向去悔改，把人引向去悔改他们的罪，去跟随主耶稣基督，而是他们却是引诱那些人呢，用肉身的情欲做邪淫的事。
Many so-called churches today have stopped preaching the truth of God, and they simply preach a psychology that appeals to the flesh.
然后呢，很多当今的教会，他们不去讲神的真理，而是他们去讲那些心理学，是关于那些肉身的想需要的那样的心理学。They
promise people freedom, but they themselves are slaves of depravity.
第十九节，他们应许人们得以自由，自己却做败坏的奴仆。
And then Peter goes on and says, for a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him.
然后彼得说呢，因为人被谁制服，就是谁的奴仆。
Remember the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 8, he who commits sin becomes a slave to that sin.
大家呢都记得主耶稣基督在约翰福音第八章里说呢，谁把自己交给罪，就是罪的奴仆了。These
people promise deliverance from sin, but they're enslaved to it themselves.
这些人呢，他们应许人得自由，但他们自己呢却是自己的奴仆。Now
what is their expectation? Verse 20. If they have escaped the corruption of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and are again entangled in the world and overcome, they are worse off at the end than they were at the beginning.
他们这些人的结局是什么样的？第二节说，倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中 被缠住制服，他们末后的景况就比先前更不好。They
heard the truth of God. They understood it with their mind. They didn't believe it in their heart. They didn't live it in their life.
他们呢，听到了神的真理，他们在他们的思维里、大脑里，他们理解，他们呢，在他们的内心里却不相信，他们在他们的人生中呢，也没有活出来。
All these, remember, are false teachers in the world today, as prophesied by Peter.
我们大家要记得，记得这所有的这些假先知、假教师呢，都是由彼得早就预言了的。And
Peter says it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and then to turn their backs on the sacred commandment that was passed on to them.
他们第21节彼得继续说，他们晓得义怒，竟背弃了传给他们的圣命，倒不如不晓得为命。There
are gradations of sin and punishment, aren't there?
实际上呢，在那里有罪的等级和
And so the man who knows his master's will He is guilty of much.
如果一个仆人一个人呢，他知道他主人的意愿，但是呢，他却不去做，但是他的罪就大。
But the man who doesn't know the will of the master and does the same thing, he's guilty, but not as guilty as the one who knew what he should do.
但是呢，有一个人呢，他不知道他的主人的意志，不知道他的想法的话呢，他就做了一个他不该做的事。那么说呢，他的罪呢，比那个知道他主人意志的人所做的事呢，还是要轻。
And so these false teachers are very guilty because they not only know the truth, but they don't speak it and they don't live it. And consequently, they're far more guilty than the average person who doesn't know.
这些假教师呢，他们其实是罪孽深重，因为他们知道神的真理，但是他们却不去讲，他们也不活出来，他们的罪孽远远超过那些普通的不知道神的真理的人。
And then Peter goes on in verse 22, and he says, of them the proverbs are true. And now two proverbs. Number one, a dog returns to its own vomit. And number two, a sow that is washed goes back to her wallowing in the mud.
然后呢，第二节的彼得呢，就得出这样的结论，他说，俗话说的真不错，狗所吐的，他转过来又吃。猪洗净了，又回到泥里去滚。
To know the truth and to realize it's wrong and turn from it and then turn around and go back again is a terrible thing.
他们呢，实际上你知道真理，然后知道真理以后呢，你又转离真理，回到你以前的那些可怕的事里，这是一件非常糟糕的事情。
How bad is it? Well, it's like a dog who gets sick to its stomach and it throws up what it should not have and then it goes and eats its own vomit.
这就是像那个糟糕到是一个什么程度的，他就举了一个例子，一条狗呢，它吃了吃的东西病了，它不该吃了不该吃的东西，然后把它吐出来了。吐出来以后呢，它又回头去又把它吐出来的那些不该吃的东西又吃进去了。
That doesn't make any sense. Why would anyone do something like that? But that's the kind of thing these false teachers are doing.
这个呢，这完全是没有道理的一些事情。为什么人们会这么做呢？那么这些假教师，他们实际上做的就是这个类似的事情。
And then the proverb of the pig, the sow, that is washed, goes back to her wallowing in the mud.
这个呢，就是你还有一个比方呢，就是那些主呢，猪，你把它洗干净的猪，它又会回到泥巴里去滚。
So if you wash a pig and make it nice and clean, and then put it out in the barnyard, what's it do?
然后呢，如果你把你的猪，然后把它洗干净，把它看起来很漂亮、很干净的时候呢，你把它放在那个后院里，它会做什么呢
？It runs out into the barn again, into the mire and into the muck and into the dirt, gets dirty again because it's a pig.
然后他可以就跑出你的农场，跑到外面去，找到一个污泥的地，找到一个脏的地方，然后在那滚呢，滚了一圈又满身是泥，又搞得很脏。为什么他这么做呢？因为他就是猪。
But if you took a pig and you took him out of the mire,And you washed him up really good, and then you turned him into a sheep. And then you let him go, what would he do?
然后呢，如果你就是找一条猪，你把它洗得干干净净，把它变得很漂亮，然后你把它变成了一头羊，那么它会做什么？
He would say, I'm not going to go back to that mire again. I'm not going to go to the dirt. I'm not a pig anymore. I'm a sheep. And he'd go out and find some green grass. And he'd be happy, happy, happy.
他就会想呢，我不会再去回到那个臭泥跟那泥坑里了。我不会再去把自己弄得脏脏的。 因为现在我不再是头猪了，我是头羊，因为我要出去找青草吃，我就会非常非常的高兴，每天非常非常幸福。
Why are these false teachers like this?
为什么这些假教师像这样的？
Because they've never been born again, they're still pigs.
因为他们从来没有重生，因为他们一直都是猪。
And you and I come to the Savior, and we say, Lord, it's true. I'm just a pig, but I want you to save me. I want you to forgive my sins. You say, I want to be born again.
你我呢，就像呢，是这样的，我们来到救主面前，我们跟救主说呢，我们就是一猪。所以呢，我们求您饶恕我们的罪，饶恕我，然后把我，我要重生，我不再想做猪了。
And then your friends come to you again, and they say to you, "Come on, let's go back to the pigsty." And you say, "No, no, I don't want to go back there. I'm not a pig anymore."
然后你的朋友，然后你的朋友们呢就来找你说呢，哎，我们一起到那猪的地方去玩吧。你说我不会去了，因为我不再是个猪，我已经重生了。
Are there false teachers out there who used to be pigs and they're still pigs because they've never been born again?
在那里有没有这样的假教师呢？他们曾经是猪，现在还是猪。因为他们从来没有重生过。
And the answer is yes, yes, yes. Many, many, many are like that. They say, I'm a Bible teacher. I'm a servant of God. But they have never been born again. And in their heart, they're still like the pigs instead of like sheep.
是的，是的，这个有很多很多的那些人，他们说他们是圣经教师，他们是神的仆人，然后呢，实际上呢，他们从来没有重生过，他们在心里呢，他们仍然是猪。
So I told you before, but I'll tell you again the story about the day I was riding in a train.Going from Ottawa to Montreal, and the man sitting beside me was a Roman Catholic priest.
然后我告诉过大家这个故事，我现在还要跟大家讲一遍，因为有一天呢，我从渥太华坐火车到蒙特利尔去，当时呢在车上的时候，在我旁边坐了一个罗马天主教的神父。
And I was just sitting there reading my Bible. And as I read along, I found a verse that I believe, but that the Roman Catholic Church does not teach and does not believe.
然后我就坐在那里读我的圣经，读着呢，我就发现呢有一句经文我是相信的，但是罗马天主教呢，他们不教导，也不相信。
So I said to myself, well, Harold, you'd better speak to this man beside you.
然后我就自己说 Harold, 你最好跟你旁边这个人说说。
So I said to them now, I said to him, this is what the Bible says, but I understand that you in the Catholic Church don't believe this, do you? Why don't you believe it? That's what the Bible says. Why don't you do it?
然后呢，我就说呢，这个是圣经上讲的，然后呢，这是你们罗马天主教和你们不相信的，你们也不教导的。为什么你不相信这句经文？为什么你们不去教导这句经文呢？
He said to me, I don't know.
他说我不知道。
He said, I don't read the Bible. He said, I just know what the church says, but I don't know why. He said, you have to ask somebody else. And he...cut the conversation off.
他说我不知道，因为我不读圣经，我只是说教会说什么我就说什么，我不管其他的，然后他就终止了谈话。
Now that man will go to hundreds in his congregation, and he will tell them that he is a servant sent from God, and they must believe him, But he doesn't know he's never been born again.
然后这个人呢，他回去以后，他跟成百的人面前去跟告诉他们说，我是属神的人，我是神来派来的人，但是呢，他从来没有重生过。
So the question would be, how many people are there associated with the church today in the broadest sense of the word? How many are there who are false teachers and how many are there who are true teachers?
因为问题就是呢，在世界这个广义的范围内讲的这个教会，这个广义的教会里有多少是假教师呢？ 有多少是真教师呢?
And the answer is probably there are more false teachers than there are true teachers in the world today.
这个答案呢，就是说呢，有可能那些假教师啊，在当今的教会里比真教师要多。
And so many people say, well, I wouldn't want to become a Christian because there's too many false Christians out there, everybody going their own way, doing their own thing.
也就是说呢，我不想成为基督徒，因为当今呢，有很多的假教师、假基督徒在那里，他们实际上呢，都是各走各的，各说各的，各干各的。
And you and I say, no, 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 we're not going to reject the truth of God, because there are false teachers. We're going to believe the truth of God because of the presence of false teachers, because Peter told us the prophecy that this would happen long ago.
因为我们现在呢，并不是说我们要说不，我们不会因为有那么多的假教师，我们就拒绝神的真理。相反呢，因为呢这些假教师的存在，我更应该相信神的真理。因为在很久很久以前，彼得在彼得后书里早就指出了有这个现象发生。
And so instead of being discouraged by this, we are encouraged in that we believe more, even though the problems may be very great because of it.
所以呢，我们并不要因此而灰心丧气，相反，我们应该得到更大的鼓励，因为呢，实际上这些事情呢，早就预期要存在了，因为这样的存在，我反而更受鼓励了。
All right, well, that's pretty much where we should end our verses today. It's the end of chapter 3. We have just a very few minutes. Do we have any questions just to wind up to clarify today?
今天呢，我们这一章也结束了，所以今天呢，我们还有几分钟的时间。 几分钟时间，我们就停在这里。所以大家可以回顾一下刚才讲的那些事情，你们大家有没有问题，现在可以提出来。Any
question?
有任何的问题吗?
Any comment?
或者你有自己的看法吗?
Pastor, you have mentioned England Church. I suppose this church is a Catholic church, is it?
What church was that again, Vic?
You have mentioned the England church.
Yes.
I suppose that church is a Catholic church, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's each one is different, but that church is the official Protestant church of Great Britain.
哈维尔提到的那个英格兰的教会是不是天主教会？实际上，哈维尔说不是，不是，其实有很多不同类型的教会，但是呢，这个英格兰教会呢，他们是那个英国的教会的代表。And
it's very, very disappointing. It is the church that is supposed to be headed up by the Queen. And I think if you were to ask the Queen if she knows what a woman is, you'd get a pretty straight answer.
他们呢，这个非常令人失望的时候呢，是因为他们在英格兰的教会，他们认为女王是他们的头。但是呢，如果今天你要去问女王，那女人是怎么定义的，女王会非常清楚的告诉你女人是什么。
Okay, now, Emily, did Matthew have a question?
就是 Matthew 刚才是不是有问题要问？
Here he is.
My question is like, because Jesus is God and God knows everything, but how come like Jesus doesn't know when he will come back?
That's a good question.
马斯的问题是呢，因为主耶稣他是神，神呢知道一切事情。那么，如果既然这样，主耶稣基督为什么不知道他什么时候会再来呢？
We're not sure. I'm not sure of all the answers, Matthew, but I will give you a little bit of a discussion.
但是呢 Matthew 他是不知道，他不是很确定所有的答案是什么，但是他会跟你讨论一下。
One is that the Lord Jesus chose not to know that.
第一个答案呢，就是主耶稣基督他选择了不知道这件事。
You and I, we can't choose what we know, and we can't choose what we don't know.But Jesus chose to allow that information to be out of his memory, out of his mind at that time. He chose not to know.
你我呢，我们也可以选择不想知道什么，不想知道什么。但主耶稣基督在这一件事情上，他选择了在他的思维里，在他的记忆里不去记住知道这件事。
Now the next question you would ask is, why did he choose not to know?
下一个问题呢，你可能会问，就说那他为什么要选择不知道呢？
And I think the main reason is because he didn't want you and me to know, and he didn't want the other Christians to know.
我认为这个原因呢，就是呢主他不想你我知道，他也不想其他的基督徒们都知道这件事。
If you knew that Jesus Christ was coming back tomorrow, you probably would do something, wouldn't you?
如果你知道主耶稣基督明天就会来，那么今天你肯定会要去做一些准备，会不会？
If you didn't know, or if you knew that he was coming back in 20 years,You'd probably say, oh, I got lots of time. I think I'll just sit back and relax. It's going to be 20 years.
如果你知道主耶稣基督20年以后再来，你会就是，我知道他20年以后再来，时间多的事，我现在就放松了，我不管这些，我也不关心，我想干嘛就干嘛。
So God says, Jesus says, I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming back. I even chose not to know so that I wouldn't mislead you in any way. You just live as if he's coming back today. And you behave today.
因为在这个方面呢，主耶稣基督说呢，实际上呢，我从这个意义上来说呢，我不想你们知道，所以呢，我选择了不知道。我选择的不知道呢，就是说呢，我以免呢就误导你们，让你们知道什么什么。然后呢，所以你就是按照那样去活，按照怎么样去活呢？按照他明天就会回来这样去活。
So there are some things that the Lord Jesus wants us to know, and other things he doesn't want us to know. He just says, you believe, Harold.Don't just sit there. You believe I'm coming back soon.
有些事情呢，主耶稣基督呢，他想让我们知道；有些事情呢，他不想让我们知道。所以主耶稣说：“Harold，你就相信，你不要坐在那无所事事，你相信就可以。”
All right. Well, those are a quick couple of answers. Neither of them complete, but there's some wisdom in them.
那这是给你的一些答案，可能不是一个完整的答案，在这些答案里面呢，确实是有智慧。
All right. Well, the Lord's been good to us today, and we thank him very much. We'll carry on with chapter 3 of 2 Peter next week, and the Lord will bless us.
今天呢，我们实际上呢，学到一些东西，我们下回呢，到第三章，下回学第三章，那个求神赐福给我们。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for having told us in advance what you're going to do so that when it happens, we will believe.
主啊，我们非常感恩，感恩的就是说您已经的告诉我，提前告诉了我们什么事情要发生，所以当那样的事情发生的时候呢，我们就会相信。
And Lord, we think that if you hadn't told us ahead of time, we'd be very distressed by some of the things that we see going on in the world and in the church today.
主啊，我们说，如果您没有提前告诉我们，当我们看到当今的世界上和在教会里发生的一些事情的时候呢，我们会感到非常的痛苦和失望。So
thank you for the word of God so that we can know and understand and obey.
所以我们要感谢神的话，所以这样呢，我们可以知道，我们可以理解，我们可以顺服。And
we thank you now and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.